AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Pro basketball was front and center Friday night with 10 games on the schedule. We start in Philadelphia, where the 76ers snapped a two-game skid, as our Michael Luongo fills us in.
The 76ers and their guard Tyrese Maxey took over in the second half for a 104-97 win over the Cavaliers. With the game tied at 57, Philadelphia got back-to-back threes from Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield to fuel an 11-0 third-quarter run. Maxey did the rest in the fourth quarter, scoring 13 of the Sixers' last 16 points. He finished with 24.
I was pretty stinky the first three quarters, so I was just like, if we could just hang around and, you know, they give me a chance to make some shots in the fourth to close it out, I told him I got him, so that's what we did.
Jared Allen also had 24 for Cleveland.
From the city of brotherly love, we moved south and west to Memphis, and Tom Merriam has all the details on the Grizzlies and the L.A. Clippers.
Two teams headed in opposite directions continue down those paths as the Clippers beat the injury-ravaged Grizzlies 101-95. Los Angeles has now won 12 of its last 16 games, while Memphis has lost 10 of its last 12, though it had won its previous two. The game featured 17 lead changes and 11 ties. The Clippers took the lead for good at 94-93 with 1:35 remaining on a Kawhi Leonard dunk. Leonard led L.A. with 24 points. Terrence Mann contributed a season-high 23 points. He also pulled down 12 rebounds. Jaren Jackson Jr. was far and away the Grizzlies' leading scorer with 29 points.
And we continue westward to Oklahoma City as Dave Ferry recaps OKC's game against Washington.
The Thunder offense was outstanding in a 146-107 dismantling of the Wizards. Oklahoma City shot 60% from the field and 50% from three-point range, numbers that were even better during the Thunder's 80-point first half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander pumped in 30 points, and Chet Holmgren added 25 with 10 rebounds. Gilgeous-Alexander and Holmgren combined for 39 points on 16 of 21 shooting in the opening half. Washington is 9-47 following its 10th consecutive loss. Jordan Poole was high man for the Wizards with 21 points off the bench.
Elsewhere, Toronto had eight players in double figures, just getting by Atlanta 123-121. Fred VanVleet had 23 points, pacing Houston to a 114-110 win over Phoenix. A bench-clearing brawl in Miami with four players ejected, including Jimmy Butler, as the Heat down New Orleans 106-95.
Just earn my fine a little bit more, I think. I don't think I should have got thrown out the game, first of all. So New Orleans got lucky because I'm going to come after y'all in the fourth quarter.
Other games, Nikola Jokic had yet another triple-double, 29 points, 15 rebounds, and 14 assists. Denver winning at Portland 127-112. Milwaukee snapped a two-game skid, 112-107 over Minnesota. The Lakers with LeBron scoring 30. They ran past San Antonio 123-118. And it was Golden State 97-84 over Charlotte. But the bigger news there was that Warriors coach Steve Kerr is signing a lucrative two-year extension worth $35 million. Hockey and football are next. NHL Friday night, Buffalo won its second straight game, 2-1 over Columbus. Winnipeg got an overtime goal from Kyle Connor, 3-2 over Chicago, and Minnesota doubled up Edmonton, 4-2. Off the ice, the Arizona Coyotes waived winger Adam Ruzicka after he posted a video on Instagram of himself with a white powder appearing to be cocaine. Ruzicka was recently picked up after being released by Calgary and had no points in three games while with Arizona. Pro football news, a major increase to the NFL salary cap for next season has been finalized. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has the details.
The NFL's salary cap for 2024 will be $255.4 million, up a record $30.6 million from last year. The cap number has gone from $198.2 million in 2020 to $182.5 million in 2021 following the COVID-19 pandemic. It increased to $208.2 million in 2022 and $224.8 million last year.
Elsewhere in pro football news, former Chicago Bear defensive tackle Steve McMichael, who recently was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, was released from the hospital where he had been for a week. McMichael is battling ALS. And former NFL cornerback Sharice Wright, who played for four teams over 8 years, is one of 12 former players accusing a high school trainer of sexual assault. And finally, collegiate news, a federal judge in Tennessee granted a preliminary injunction that prohibits the NCAA from punishing any athlete or booster for negotiating name, image, or likeness deals during the recruiting process or while a player is in the transfer portal. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.